This podcast is brought to you by Church of Living Waters. Find out more information at colw.info. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
Do you know that God's called us to be obedient? That's what He's called us to be, is to be obedient. And you know, we see youth as they grow up, children as they grow up, the first word that they learn is what? No. You know, I know that. As they grow, you know, we see stages of our children's lives where, wonder why they're doing that right now. Just something that the world just connects with us as a rebellious heart. Come on, you know what I'm talking about? It continues to go against obedience. Where God calls for His people to be obedient, and the world teaches us how to disobey. It's a complete difference. But I'm here to tell you that all God's promises are based on you being obedient. And out of obedience, God meets us right there. I say that to let you know. And I'm introducing something that God has spoken to me. Some of you heard this, but today I just want to bring it from the pulpit. The other day I was praying. And I was praying for a young lady that's new here in our ministry. And she has some physical things going on in her life that she needs to have surgery. And you know, not always do we have the right finances or even insurance, these kind of things. And I know that the lady's heart was just crying out to God. And something that's happened in my heart, that when I, as a pastor's heart, I just connect with people's hearts. And if a heart breaks, my heart breaks. And if a heart's hurting, my heart hurts. And so as I was praying for her and just believing that God was going to do something in her life, God said to me, He said, Darren, do you believe I can heal her? Come on. I don't know if you hear God's voice. I didn't hear it my whole life. I didn't hear it my whole life as a Christian. But I started hearing it when I was desperate for Him. Amen. When I was able to tune out everything else and only tune in Him. And so I have the privilege, God speaks, and He speaks to all of His children. I'm not anyone special. That if you're pressing and praying in and God wants to speak to you, He'll speak just like that. Darren, do you believe I can heal her? I want to ask you that question today. Church of Living Waters, and maybe you're not part of Church of Living Waters, but God's people, and maybe you're not saved, but today's the day. Amen. No better day than today. But God's people, do you believe that God can heal this lady? Do we believe? I said, yes, God, I believe. And He said, Darren, do you believe I can heal my children of all sickness, all pain, all diseases? And I say, yes, I believe. And He said, will you be obedient? This obedience, amen? Obedience always comes with yes, God. But it's not good enough just to say yes. If my dad told me to mow my yard, mow the yard, and I said yes, but I never did it, I would be disciplined. Obedience is just not words. Obedience is action. It's easy to say words. But God said, I want you to do something. And He asked me before I did it, will you be obedient? The importance of this, son, will you do it? Yes, God, I'll do it. And He said this to me. He said, gather my people. Gather my people. And every person that needs to be healed, every person that needs to be set free, every person that's wounded on the inside of them, every person with physical and emotional needs, I will heal all of them. Okay, three amens. Come on, church. We're serving a God that's here to heal us today. I don't know if you've been desperate in a disease. I don't know if you've been desperate in situations and circumstances that this world just pulled everything out from underneath you. I'm here to tell you that God is here, and God is here as He's always been, and He's here to heal, He's here to set free, and He's here to deliver. So God said, Darren, will you be obedient? And I said, yes. And He said, okay, I want you to make a call out to my people. And not so much Church of Living Waters, but Church of Living Waters has to hear this, that on July 16th, it's a Wednesday night. Praise God for a Wednesday night. On July 16th, we will have a service here that all that will come with an expectant heart, with a heart of faith, everyone that will come will be healed. See, this is not pending on me. He's just told me to be obedient. Come on. But also, I don't want to just say, oh, well, look, this is all going to happen. No, there's a great responsibility of us pressing forward and being obedient, that we will be prepared, that we'll be ready for God's people to come into this place on July 16th, and all that have an expectant heart and all that will believe will be healed. Now, God's not coming in to just heal headaches. Come on. God's here to heal a headache. He's here to heal cancer. God can heal a headache just as he can heal cancer. It's not hard for him. And I want to just express to you today about healing, because God has spoken to me that in this ministry, and I'm sure that he's speaking in many, many hearts, many pastors, that a wave of his healing is coming in to ministry. Do you know that when I spoke this, this night is called a night of hope and healing. And I spoke this out. I cannot tell you how many people have come to me, how many people have messaged me, how many people have come and said, do you believe I can be healed? Do you believe, Darren? We've had calls, can we bring in hospital beds? Do you have wheelchair ramps? This was just one little voice saying, it's a night of hope and healing. And praying over this, there's a little girl that I've been praying for that has leukemia, a little one. And God has given me a word of knowledge for her. Do you know that the little one's faith at 3 years old, her faith is enough to heal her? Amen. Come on, it's not because of her faith why she's not healed. Amen? She's a little one. She has faith. God's given her that measure. And God has spoken. See, God speaks a lot about a word of knowledge. Why isn't she healed then? And I'm going to speak here on some of this. God has showed me. And it's not to put any kind of negative on anybody. It's a word of knowledge that comes. And when someone receives that word of knowledge and their thinking changes, then healing comes. Come on. So I just want to just open up this to you today to believe. Amen. How many of you need a healing in this room today? Some of us. How many of you know someone that needs to be healed? Probably all of us. God is asking for a group of people to be bold and to proclaim that he's the God that heals. I thought about this. That I don't know for a long time anybody rising up and saying, come and be healed. I watched my entire life healing services. I remember my mom and dad monthly having healing services, knowing that anybody that was sick would come and be healed. I've seen people come out of wheelchairs. I've seen blind eyes open. I've seen all of these things. And it wasn't my mom and dad, and it wasn't a church, and it wasn't me. It was the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Do you believe? Sickness is a terrible thing. And if you haven't, and if you know of it, if it's in your family, you clearly understand that. And we've all faced it at some way in our lives. But there's something worse than just being sick. And that is to be sick and wonder if God will heal us. If you're sick, you may be asking yourself, why has this happened to me? Doesn't God care that I'm sick? Does he even want to heal me? Come on, we're going to go through some real questions today, because you're going to be healed by your faith. God wants to heal you. And this is going to come against many, many thoughts, because, see, sickness just over a time that we can manage it and we can bear it and we can handle it some way. But sickness over years, come on, sickness for many, many years. We have all kinds of thoughts and how the enemy comes and he comes against us, that God wants to today renew our minds. He wants to change our thinking and align us back to he is the God that healeth me. Receive this today. The answer is yes, he's here to heal. God cares about you and he wants you to be healed, healthy, and well. The Bible answers this question very clearly. In many, many scriptures, but a few, Exodus 15, 26, I am the Lord that heals you. 1 Peter 2, 24 says that by the whipping Jesus received, you were healed. By his stripes, you're healed. Psalms 107, 20 tells us he sent his word and he healed us, healed all our diseases. The best Bible picture of God's desire to heal people is Jesus Christ. We look at the life of Jesus. He's the model. He's the one that we look at. And we cannot look at him without understanding and knowing that he was a man that stretched out his hand and healed many, many people. If we took healing away from the life of Jesus, we wouldn't have much to read about. Come on. And everywhere in the Word of God that it says that Jesus went, that he went there, that he went here, people would come to him, and there was many occasions that Jesus would go to them. And everyone that we saw, everyone that we read about, every person was what? Healed completely. His life showed that. By studying Jesus, we can see a clear picture of what God is like. As the Gospels describe the ministry of Jesus, it seems that Jesus was always either on his way to heal someone, or he was there in the process of healing someone, or he had just finished healing someone. This tells us that God is a healer by nature. Come on, if we understand this, this is a transformation of our thoughts, of our mind, renewing of our minds, and knowing, if we know that God is good, then anything that's happened to us, we can understand that God is good to us. See, I never questioned in the loss of my family, my mom and my sister, my brother. My question was never, is God good? Because that was I knew the nature that God was good. I was never questioning that, because on the inside of me, the nature that God is good, he's good. But there was great anguish in me, not anger. This great anguish of, God, how is this going to be good? Come on. How are you going to turn this to the good? How, God? How is this going to be good? There was never a question of his nature of being good. See, today, there should be not a question of the nature that God heals. Come on. He is the God that healeth. It's all over the Word of God. We should not have a question that God does not heal. It's his nature. We should be able to receive it. I just want to share this with you. My dad today is not able to get up and walk. He's not able to feed himself. But not too long ago, I said, Dad, do you want him to heal you? And he looked at me and he said, do you know what healing is? And I said, yes, Dad. God comes and he heals and he sets free and he delivers. And he looked at me and he said, I am healed. Amen. Come on. I am healed. Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, Dad, no, you're not healed. I'm not big enough to tell him that. Amen. He can't even move, but I'm not big enough to say, because his spirit is so big on the inside of him. There is nothing in his thinking right now where he's at that he is not healed. There's not a circumstance. There's not a situation. There's nothing on the inside of him. He's not grieving where he's at. He knows that God has him where he has him. He trusts in his hands of healing. And he knows that his purpose in this life is to make intercession. Right now, his spirit is making intercession as I'm preaching even today. I will go home today and I'll help him and he'll say, how did you do? Come on. We have to hear that God knows that we know that God is a healer. That we will not move off of it. That our minds will be set. That he's the one that heals. See, we need to hear this. We don't heal. I don't know how many of you remember the healing services of like Oral Roberts. I would just encourage you to Google that. It's been a big old tent revival, and Oral Roberts, it's all black and white, and I've watched many in my life. And Oral Roberts, people come from all over the place, and they come to a healing meeting. And guess what Oral Roberts starts off after worship and says? He says this every time, I am not a healer. Now, you have come from all over the world today to receive healing, and it's not me that's going to heal you, that it's God that's going to heal. Amen. And this is what he would continue to say, and this is what's going to happen on this coming up on the 16th, that you need a contact. See, the authority that God's given us, that I can be right in my car, I could be right at my home, and I can say, Jesus, heal me. And guess what? The authority that he's given me as a believer, he heals me. I don't have to wait till the 16th. I don't have to wait till I'm anointed with oil. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And right now, God, you're by your stripes, I am healed. I walk in healing. Come on. But what's going to happen on the 16th, there's been a lack for many, many years of hope and healing. Come on. I know it. As I spoke out boldly, I hear all over the city, do you believe that he can help me? Am I too far for him? I have this going on in my life. How can he heal me? See, a great hope is coming into this city that he is the healer. Come on, I'll say it again. A great hope is coming into the city that he comes, and he comes when he's here, he heals his people. Amen. It's not us, as Oral Roberts said. And Oral Roberts would sit down and he would pray and people would walk up. Anybody's ever seen this? And the people that would walk up would have such a great expectancy. Oh, today's the day. I've been waiting to come to this meeting for 2 years, and today I'm going to be healed. See, it's not about the meeting, it's about the expectation. And I praise God that he does have things for us to go to, places to go to receive our healing. I remember a prayer cloth from Oral Roberts coming to our home. Come on. I believe we need to get back into the prayer cloth where Oral Roberts signed it, and he said he's been praying over this cloth that it's going to come into your home, and that whatever you believe in, make contact with this and you will be healed. Amen. See, the prayer cloth didn't heal us. Come on. But the contact of expectancy, the contact that he's the healer, when we touched that, we were healed because we believed that we were going to be healed. See, the oil that we anoint on, the oil that people say, the healing oil, it's nothing to do with the oil. Amen? I praise God that they're thankful that there's oils that they mix and they smell good. Hey, but we can go get any old oil and anoint you and you will be healed. Because it's not about the oil, it's about God. It's about him that healeth. And he says to make a contact. See, when that oil touches you, faith arises and you can be healed. It's about your faith. Praise God. Matthew 14:14 says, it's a good illustration of the healing ministry of Jesus. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Jesus was and still is moved to heal today because of the love and mercy that he has for us. When he sees people sick, he wants them to be well. His entire life here on earth was devoted to seeing people healed and made completely whole in spirit and soul and body. On July 16th, I just hope that you come. We're going to need people here to help people come into the building. We're going to need people here to help people park. There'll be people coming in with wheelchairs. There'll be people coming in. Two hospital beds are coming with people. People are coming. They're coming for God to meet them. They're coming for God to heal them. Amen? It's because people need hope. And guess who hope is? It's Jesus. He is hope. As they come to him, he will heal them. I hope that you come. But we have to clearly know that it's not about us. It's about God. The first 10 minutes at 7 o'clock, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to share a message. God, this is the only thing that God's told me to do. I'm going to share a message of forgiveness, how our family has been able to forgive a man that took a lot from us. But it's a man now that we have forgiven and that we love and that we pray for every day, and that we're going to see God move in his life, and we're going to be able to see him. Come on, with our eyes, our natural eyes, receive Christ. And with our spiritual eyes, be in eternity. Got just a few amens. I'm going to preach until I get more. So for the first 10 minutes, and what's going to happen on that service is that God's healing's going to come in as we forgive. As we forgive, it's going to then open us up then to worship him as healer, as we forgive. Do you know the biggest problem in the church today? I don't know so much about Church of Living Waters, but in his church is unforgiveness. Come on, I'll speak it boldly because this is what God has spoken to me. My dad has always told me the heart, the fruit of hearts that grow cold. In the last days, many hearts will grow cold. Many people that have prophesied, many people that have prayed over the sick and they were healed. Many people that have done the stuff for so many years, their hearts are going to grow cold. And the fruit of that is unforgiveness. Was not able just to forgive. We go into Walmart and we see sister so-and-so and we do this so quick. Because of something in our hearts. And God wants us to forgive. Do you know that we're obligated to forgive? I'll say it again. We are obligated to forgive. I freely received his forgiveness. I didn't have to get whipped on my back. Come on. I didn't have to go through all kinds of stuff. God said, son, I forgive you because of what I've done. Now you go out and you forgive others. As we receive mercy, we give mercy. Come on, as we receive forgiveness, we give forgiveness. That in Church of Living Waters, we will be a people that will not be held up in unforgiveness. We will not be a people that our hearts will grow cold in the last days. We'll be a people that will be on fire for the things of God. Speaking hope in a dry land. Speaking Jesus when everybody else is doing whatever. We will be people that will be consumed with him. As God, because of our hearts aligning to his heart. Amen? Amen. Do you believe God can heal? Amen. Don't think for a moment that God has caused you to be sick. Sickness is not from God. It's not a fact of life that God expects us to accept and live with. No sickness comes from the enemy. The enemy uses it to steal our potential to do good things in life. And God is good. He's a good God who loves us and wants us to be healthy. God wants us to fulfill our potential in life. Sickness is not from God. There's some things that are involved in being healed. It's our faith. But we must remove the lies from the enemy. We must remove the lies from the enemy. As I said, unforgiveness. Do you know that many people can forgive others, but they can't forgive themselves? Come on. We heard a testimony of a lady come up and say, for 7 years I've been set free. I was this, I was this, I was this, I was this. And so many people are not set free because they have not been able to forgive themselves because they were this, because they were this, because they were this. Forgiveness is to ourselves, to others, it's to all. God is the God that heals. I just want to show you a part in the Bible. A woman in the crowd, she had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She suffered a great deal from many doctors she went to. And over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them. But she's gotten no better by everything that's happened. In fact, she has gotten worse, the Word of God says. Consider this woman's desperate situation. Over time, her condition had gone from bad to worse. Yet, she heard that Jesus was passing by. She thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe. The Bible says in Mark chapter 5, verse 28, it says, if I could just touch his robe, I will be healed. Hidden in her heart, it was a mustard seed of faith. Hidden in her heart was that faith that God's given us all, a measure of faith. Hidden in your heart today, there is faith. Do you know what pleases God? It's faith. So hidden in her heart was a mustard seed of faith, the kind that grows into a large, fruitful plant. Her faith was so strong that she did not need Jesus to come to her. All she needed was to reach out and to touch him. The last phrase in her thinking, I will be healed. I'm here to tell you, that if you have sickness in your body and you have your alignment of thinking, I will be healed, or you speak like my father spoke and I am healed, I guarantee you that Jesus is going to heal you. Come on. I don't have to hear what sickness you have. It's about your faith. It's about your belief. It's about God that heals. I know that he's a healer. She did not think that she was not going to be healed. She knew it. Jesus can do this if he wills. She didn't think that. She knew that she was going to be healed. She was convinced this is going to happen because he is God. He is good. It was rock solid, concrete faith, the kind that believes God for miracles based on his goodness. Imagine what this woman's condition had done to her in her life. Over 12 years, she had gone from weak to frail to feeble. Maybe that describes some of us in our lives. It's not always a physical healing that we need. Many of us emotionally are so wounded in our lives that we've given up on healing. Many of us have been so hurt by a family member, so hurt in the past that we've hung on to it, and that unforgiveness has turned into bitterness, and now bitterness is like a cancer that we don't even want to deal with it, and we've pressed it down and we're not free from it. Problems have multiplied. Bills have piled up on us. Worries are increasing. You've seen other people's prayers answered, but yours seem to fall to deaf ears. Now your heart cry is this: how long, Lord? How long? Why should I continue hoping you'll hear me? This woman's faith is in front of us. Nothing had worked for her. She had reached out to Jesus with believing faith. I will either die of this or my healing will come today. Her faith was not simply Jesus can, but it was Jesus will. As she touched Jesus' garment, immediately the bleeding stopped and she could feel her body, that she had been healed of her terrible condition. It's amazing because Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him. And he turned and turned around to the crowd and he asked, who touched my robe? Jesus did not initiate the healing. Come on. He was not there looking for her. She was looking for him. He didn't even know that someone was behind him, but when he was touched, he felt healing power come out of him because of the faith of this woman, the faith that she believed that I could press through any situation, I could press through any crowd. We don't understand probably how desperate she was. I believe that there are people in this room that understand that desperate heart, that I must find Jesus. I must touch him. I must just touch his robe. I have to do it. I'm either going to do that or I'm going to die right here. Do you believe that Jesus heals? Is it in your thinking transformed that he is the healer? That it's not anything that I have that he doesn't want to heal me, that he is a good God, that healing wants to flow, and it wants to flow in, and not only in me, but through me to others. And all that is believing. I want to close with this. I want you just to stand up. I've said this before. I want to just continue to use this testimony that's happened in my life. Praise God, I've seen many healings in my life. I had a mom and dad that believed that he was the healer. And not only believed, but by obedience, brought sick people up in every meeting that we went to. Was at places, would go to hospitals just to pray over people. And I'm here to tell you that the desperate heart of people brings healing. Praise God for doctors. I'm not against doctors. I praise God for medical procedures that God has given us. And it brings healing to most. But I'm here to tell you that he's the one that heals, that God is the one.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We pray you were encouraged and would love to hear from you. For more information on Church of Living Waters, check out col.info.